I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good we hope.
Amber, how are you?
I'm doing good, Leslie. Do you know, I've noticed it the last couple of times we do a little shoulder wiggle on the good we hope, and it's a lot of fun.
I hope everybody else is wiggling around with us. Good we hope.
We just do a nice little bounce back and forth.
Yeah, if you're not doing it in the car or at work, we'll be disappointed.
I know, because like we just started doing it just because, like,
it just felt right.
Good. It did. So that is what I noticed tonight, and it brought me a lot of joy.
Oh, it's the little things in life.
Yeah,
love that.
How have you been?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Same old, you know.
Same.
Just cruising.
Yeah, chugging along.
Yep. Yeah. Been doing more tarot lately, so that's been fun. Yeah, I haven't done it in a minute.
Okay,
now that I've gotten, you know, a new job, getting a new routine, I'm definitely better at it now.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling like the vibe is the same?
What do you mean?
Like, are you feeling like you're getting the same card? Because, like, there are some cards that you, like, said you pulled, like, constantly. Is that still happening, or have they, like, shifted a little?
No, it's been pretty good.
Oh, good. So, yeah, it's been
pretty good.
The guides are pretty happy with me right now.
Kinda. So
I love that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love that for you. See, I haven't been as consistent with tarot, but I do like to like randomly pull a card, and I don't even like look it up or journal it or anything. I just kind of like look at the card, leave it up for like, I think this card that I've had has been up for like a week.
Love.
And I'm just like, just letting it exist around me, and I'll see
how
the week is.
It'll come into play some one way or the other. Right.
Yeah. Just giving it more time to kind of work itself out. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
But that's so fun. I love that, like, things have been shifting and changing. I feel like that's a good sign.
A good sign. And we had our beaver moon. You know, we have since we, as I stutter, we haven't recorded in a minute. It's been a little busy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, since our last recording, we had the beaver moon. Did you have any moon related activities?
So I did go out on the full moon, and I found this little, mantra thing that I did where I wrote down just a bunch of words that I wanted to leave in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote just any feeling or habit or any just thing that I felt like I wanted to just be done with.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it all down, and then on the next page I kind of just journaled about what I was hopeful for to kind of like be in place of
that.
What I just like burned away. Yeah, so it was actually kind of intricate. I think it took me about an hour to like do the whole ceremony, which is like, it's great when I do it, but sometimes finding the energy to do it is like, ugh.
In the time, to be honest, you know, you're busy, you're a mom, you work full time, like you have a husband, you have responsibilities. So,
yeah,
I definitely, being able to work from home is the only time that I ever can be consistent, apparently. So I don't blame you at all.
Yeah,
So,
yeah, but like proud of myself for doing
it. Yes, you should. That sounds really lovely.
I feel really good when I do stuff like that and like do the meditation and stuff. It's just
refreshing.
Yeah, it's great when I'm able to work it into my routine. So,
oh, good.
I do have plans for another kind of like ceremony, and I guess I'm just giving myself time because I have a fall break coming up. So I'll have a little extra time off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to do, I've been looking up kind of like, this might be my first one where I kind of do it myself instead of like copy what someone tells me to do, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So I have a plan to do a candle, that also works on maybe like releasing some like negative people from my life. Cause like I've been doing hobbies and energies and stuff, but like actually fixating on people around me that I think need a little bit more distance, or like people that have done something to me in the past and it's still like a memory that I have, like that I kind of dwell on. So that's my next step, is to kind of make my own little, I don't know, like karma spell.
Oh, I love that.
The vibe I'm leaning into, where I like, and I want to do it where like I'm using a candle and I like tie some twine around the candle. So like I just bind them to their karma.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've been like powerful. Mulling it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. If it, and honestly, I think that's like, what's the coolest thing about this whole thing is like, it's what makes sense to you. It's so personal to your life and what, you know. That's what's so cool about this world, is that you have the power. You're unlocking the secrets. It's things that are, you know, I don't know. Rather than you're just worshiping. I think like we work with others, but you're just not like worshiping others. It's not.
Yeah.
You don't have like a, I don't know, like a God complex like in this.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I just like want to try it out and see how it goes, and like, if something good comes of it, awesome. Like, it's kind of like the crystals. Like, I believe that they do stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I'm wrong, like, all of the people who don't believe in it can laugh at me. But, like, at least I tried something to see if, like, if it was positive, then, like, it's good. And, like, I just feel like when I do some of, like, that candle stuff and, like, put my intentions into a flame, it just, like, I don't know. It makes sense. It, like, scratches my brain where I'm, like, I don't have to, like, I don't know, think about it and put myself into this like mindset. It's just something I can kind of like play with and do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. It's because you're powerful.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, thanks.
You're powerful too.
Thanks. Who would have thought that was a compliment? Like,
yeah.
But truly it is, I think.
Yeah. I think that's a very nice compliment. I would like that to be more common, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like, damn girl, you're powerful.
Damn. Well, I don't know how we segue. Guys, we've been,
I don't know,
talking about the moon and tarot and witchy stuff. So
we have kind of a spooky missing persons. So,
okay. So we'll spooky, witchy. There we go.
You know, I guess
it's a stretch.
It's a stretch. Are you a yoga teacher? Because that's a stretch.
I love that.
Is it, you are a yoga teacher.
I know. That's why.
Are you going to use that?
Yeah, I am.
I can't take credit for that. I did not come up with that. It's good though.
I'll just have to be like, I'm a yoga teacher, so I know a good stretch when I see one.
Oh, perfect. You can make it your own.
Anyways, so we're stretching to a segue. So what are we talking about?
Stretching. So like I said, we have a missing persons today. We're going to be talking about Sandra Lynn Johnson Hughes, who went missing in 2020. So,
oh dang.
But the story is kind of eerie, kind of spooky. So yeah. Thanks TikTok, until you get banned again. It's been fun.
I feel like that's just going to be like something we talk about for the next 4 years is, oh, here's another ban.
Oh, TikTok's gone again.
How long are they going to take it away this time?
I know. And in
7 hours?
In our real time, something pretty big just hit the presses regarding this administration. And I keep seeing a lot of memes and I'm like, guys, they're going to take it away. I mean, they're funny. I'm liking them.
But like, we're getting too vocal under this regime.
Yep. He's not going to like it. Any hoodles. We're talking about Sandra today.
Yes.
Sandra was last seen in the Sierra National Forest, which is located in the Yosemite Forest in California. And I wanted to do a little bit of, I feel like we need to talk about the land before we talk about Sandra, because the land itself is pretty powerful. There we go. There's the segue. There's the segue. So the first inhabitants of the Yosemite Valley were the Ahwahnee, which was a group of people. I practiced that so many times. You looked impressed.
It was good. I was very impressed.
Thank you so much. Don't ask me to say it again.
And, I will never again.
And so they had ties with the Miwok and the Paiute tribes. Again, I practiced, guys. I usually say I do, and then I like butcher them, but like I did.
You
practiced.
You did that. You did work.
So they called this valley, then, which is now Yosemite. It's called Ahwahnee, which is their translation for place of the gaping mouth.
Oh.
And so they believed that this valley was sacred, protected by spirits and shaped by supernatural forces. The Paiute tribe called the Ahwahnee Yosemites, which was their translation to those who kill, because they had such a fierce reputation of defending the land. And if anyone came and did shit they didn't like, they were like, nah, bitch, not today.
Wowza.
Later, white settlers, thanks a lot, colonizers, misinterpreted the word and adopted Yosemite as the official name for the region, even though it literally means those who kill.
Oh my God. You know, the more and more that we learn about like how in like Native Americans were given the title Indians because they thought they were in India, like they were so stupid.
Jinx.
But how did they still, how did they still win? I don't understand. Ugh. Okay, sorry. That's just
no.
Like the detriment.
I'm just not responding because I don't have anything to say. I'm sorry. On behalf of my ancestors.
I mean, me too.
Yeah.
I'm white-ish.
Yeah, no, I for sure. But you're yeah. Italian, so you're...
I know. That's why I give myself the ish. I'm like,
I'm European as fuck, through and through.
Okay, so this is Yosemite.
Yeah, those who kill, the land that kills. So some of the
Yes. Do you think that because they misinterpreted it and it became the land that kills, then there was a curse put upon that land by the Yosemite people? And we're like, okay, dum-dums, you want to call this the land that kills?
I mean, it's possible.
Just hold my beer.
There's a lot of weird shit that happens. And remember, they thought the land was sacred already. So they could have just pissed off what was already there.
Yeah.
You know? So some of the spirits that have been said to live there are, there's a powerful water spirit that's said to live in the upper falls. And anyone who disrespects the land or the water may be pulled into the water, into the mist, and never be seen again. That's one of the...
Sounds pretty serious there, guys.
Yeah, so don't
they
fuck
have
around.
A plan. They have it written down and it's notarized. Like
they're fixing to go.
Oh my God. Okay. Sure. That's the land we take. Yep. They're super smart.
Okay. Others have said that they've seen so there's like a rainbow that they always see at the base of the waterfall, and they say it's the guardian spirit that dances in the spray. So obviously we have that really, you know, what's so cool about ancient civilizations that have explanations for things that Amber literally said today, like science is just magic that we've been able to explain.
Yes.
Like
my new favorite quote, guys.
So
spot it on our Instagram later because it will be a caption to something soon.
Something. TM, though, it's ours.
Yeah, it's ours.
Don't fucking take it. Because we've said it multiple times on multiple different, like, we've had so many random ass conversations, like, and we've said it.
Well, and like, our saying too, like, we don't believe in coincidences, like that TM, we started that one. Like,
ours,
we
don't ours, believe in coincidences.
Yeah. Like, we don't believe in coincidences.
No, there's no such thing.
If if this is like what they're describing and then this land was stolen, like, no wonder America is falling apart, because it's all stolen land. So we've mm-hmm. all, we've probably got all these little like gods and goddesses and fixtures of other religions just like running around protecting the land that they are upset about.
Mm-hmm.
It's American History 101. Okay, guys, here we go.
I mean, I know like every land, every country, right? There's been wars mm-hmm. forever. That's, I'm not saying that we're like the bloodiest, you know, whatever.
But like, I think the earth is just like haunted
well
by all of this.
I definitely think our like soil, the American soil, is yeah. for sure cursed because of what they yeah. did to the indigenous peoples there.
Yes,
I totally 100%. Believe that
100%. And there are other places, like you said, in the world that are like that too. Ireland 100%. Mm-hmm. Ireland with what they went through 100%.
So like kind of a little detour,
but it's fun, guys.
Over the weekend, I was at my dad's house, and we went to, he lives in Southern Colorado. And so we went to a couple of ruins for indigenous people. It was the Arapaho. And mm-hmm. He was like telling me about this documentary that he had watched. Mm-hmm. And it was about a super weird coincidence. We can talk about it one day.
Okay. Okay.
But very supernatural, kind of like alien-esque, like kind of weird.
Like it happened in the area?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We went there. Well, actually, we didn't go to that ruin. That ruin was like 2 hours away from where we were.
Oh,
but okay. We went with the same people, though, okay. which is, well, when we talk about it, it'll make sense.
Okay.
But,
okay.
and, but. In that documentary, they were just talking about how those people truly believed that some of them had powers and like abilities and capabilities that like when white people came here, they were like, what the fuck? Like it was truly something that they didn't understand. And so it makes sense when you hear these stories that like, I for sure think they cursed, because they put a curse on this land because of what was done to them. They had the power.
100%.
They had the ability to do it.
100%. Like, so that's the thing too. Like, it's just really interesting when we have this. And I love that you do these deep dives like this, because it really, like, leans into, like, a deeper explanation than just, like, what we were taught as kids that history was.
Well, and it's hard because, like, I think, I need to say thank you. That was a lovely compliment.
Yes, of course.
But I just think we have a different understanding too. Like we're just taught like it's so black and white. It's just so, but there's so many layers to these stories. So I just think we're also older and it's funner.
It's so much fun.
It's funner. It's more fun to do now. Sorry, I don't know how we got here, but it's kind of relevant, right?
We were talking about Yosemite and the land of the death.
Oh, that's right.
And how the cursed. Possible curses.
Yep. Yes.
And now you're going to tell us a story about something that happened on the land of the death, right?
Yes. I did have one more spirits, like land spirits I wanted to talk about. So they're called the Hidden People. And they're little sprites that are said to protect the groves and the streams. They also,
you brought up water twice, and I feel like that's a segue into something.
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to be a detective then. Keep going.
No, I just wanted to talk about the land a little bit. Just to,
okay.
Like, no, yeah. Because what happens with this person is super weird, but like, I think there's a lot to be said about the land itself. Is all. Okay. Is all.
Okay. Sorry, keep going.
No, you're good. So yeah, they're just little sprites. So... That's like I said, that's all I wanted to do with that. It's just the land she haunted.
Okay.
So like I said, we're talking about Sandra Hughes.
Okay.
Sandra had moved to California from Hawaii right before she had disappeared. She was a park ranger in college, so she had a lot of wilderness survival. And this is happening during COVID, during the shutdown. So people are traveling, right? They're a lot of people are out of work or they're working remotely. And so she mm-hmm. took advantage of that and decided she wanted to spend some time in California in Yosemite National Park and do some like off-grid camping was the plan. So
I do want to say, like, just random, yes. like, I was honestly surprised how many people became like wilderness people because of COVID.
I know there were, that like, was like
genuinely, there
sure.
were a lot of people who were like going like back, like during COVID, I remember watching a TikTok of a couple that walked from one end of America to the other. And it was like a backpacking trip that they were doing.
Gag. You literally like, didn't pay me to do that.
But like it was a thing. Like people became wilderness people during COVID.
Yeah. No,
and
you're
like
right.
We see a lot of it in Colorado anyways, because that's just like the norm here. But like I feel like some people that I was like, oh,
what
you're
are
that
you
bored.
Yeah.
You're that bored that you want to go camping.
Absolutely. I yeah. do I think they were sick of staying in their house when they needed to, and so they were like, well, we'll just go outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great. That's what people need.
For sure. That's exactly what people need.
So our girl's a wilderness person.
Yeah. So Sandra's a wilderness gal. Something that's also kind of weird. It's not weird, but her family just said it was uncharacteristic. She had just dyed her hair bright ass blue before she went. So she's this older woman. At the time of her disappearance, she was. How is that not in my notes? She was born in 1966.
Oh, here. Quick math. Hold on.
I don't know how I didn't write that down.
1966 minus 2020. 54.
Okay. So, yeah, she's like, you know, this 50s lady retired with bright blue hair. Kind of weird.
Okay. And, like, this is the first time she, like, her family said this was out of the norm. So this was, like... It's not like she was a cotton candy grandma who was like dyeing her hair different colors all the time. This was like strange for her.
Kinda. But I think it was like, it's COVID, you know, where the
I have to dye my own hair.
Yeah, right. Like everyone was doing weird shit. We were all giving ourselves bangs. Like it was
some
a weird
of us
time.
Kept them around.
Oh, I have bangs. Yeah. But it was a weird time, you know?
It was a weird time. You're right.
So she takes off on this little adventure the summer of 2020. The last contact that we have with her is June 26th. And she was like I said, she was super organized and had literally been trained. So when her family didn't hear from her for a couple of days, they kind of started to worry a little bit. In early July, around July 4th ish, or July, it was like July, saw 4th on some, the 5th on others. Hikers found an abandoned campsite in this meadows area in the Sierra National Forest, and they found personal belongings scattered about with what they had described as thrown around, which the family later identified as Sandra's things.
Oh no.
There had been contents of her car. Like they could tell that it, you know, like cup holders, things like that, like things that should have been in her car that were thrown out, but her car wasn't there. And so everyone was like, well, this is just weird. Like, it doesn't make sense that she would leave her campsite this abruptly. Like yeah. food, things, all that, you know, all this stuff. Just none of it makes
sense.
All
this stuff that, well, and she's practiced. She used to tell campers what they were allowed to do in national parks. Mm-hmm. Like, she's so practiced. She knows the rules probably really well.
Exactly.
And, like, things like that is not, like, camping rule 101 when you're around wildlife.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh. But the nice, I guess not what's nice, her family for a minute is like, well, we don't know where, you know, she's not here. The car's not here. So maybe she's in the car. Like, maybe she's at least has shelter, has some sort of... protection.
She got somewhere, yeah.
Unfortunately, the Saab was found in September, and it was found on a dirt road in a ravine. The ravine was near Chiquito Creek. I'm gonna be honest, I should have looked at a map. I didn't. I don't know how far away that is from her campsite. But the car was in a car accident. Like I said, it was crashed into the ravine.
And you were talking about the water spirits. And like the Pixies, they had stuff to do with like rivers and stuff too. That's why when you were like, when you said two water things, I was like, is there water in the case?
And it, I just didn't even like put two and two together. But yeah, no.
Oh my God.
Like they literally found her car in water. Weird. And the airbag hadn't been deployed. So, but the car had like a had damage to the front of it.
Enough damage to know that it was in a car accident.
Yeah. So super.
And it's in a ravine and not on the road. Like,
super weird.
That's also like, yeah.
So at first the investigators are thinking, well, maybe Sandra will come back, right? Maybe like she just, maybe like she got into the wreck and so she's gone off to find some sort of help or whatever resource. Because again, her family's like, she knows what she's doing out there. Like she's not totally like, if.
Okay. It's not like me. Yeah. I would be in the car. I would be like, they're going to find the car. They're going to find me.
And like my underwear is going to be on top of my antenna. So they know where I'm at. Like I'm.
And then we're going to just try our best, but stay real close to the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I have no survival skills, but like Sandra actually did, which is crazy. Yeah. So yeah, they didn't, so they left the car, they didn't tow it at first because they thought maybe she'd come back. But she never, spoiler alert, we never find Sandra. She's still to this day a missing person.
Oh my God.
on July 4th, witnesses saw her, or said they saw a woman who matched her description, who was barefoot and had a bruise on her face, walking along the trail. So this is the day, like either the day before or the day of her campsite being found. Mm-hmm. These group of hikers were like, what can we do? How can we help you? And she refused and ran off. And apparently they were just like, okay, bye. Like not what I would have done.
Like no follow up questions. Okay.
Yeah. And they didn't report it until someone said like there's some suspicious shit going on.
Yeah.
On August 9th, so a month later, two hunters said that they saw a woman along Forest Road. I think in my old age, I've become dyslexic. 5S01, like for numbers, like 9, I want to, at first, I want to say N. Because like 9 starts with N.
Oh, because 9 starts with N. Oh, okay.
I like low-key, but
it makes sense.
I've never been like this in my life. Like I just wanted to say like F for 5.
Yeah.
I literally think I'm like dyslexic. Love that for me.
Yeah. I don't know what type that is, but like it's got to be like a
thing. It's got to be something, right?
It makes sense. Yeah.
Like it's always
like it doesn't make sense, but it like I get why you like say what you want to say.
It's so. So that's why I like stuttered for a minute. Sorry.
She's breaking down a stutter tonight, guys.
This is August 9th. Two hunters, right? They see this woman along the road who matched her description. However, she was way thinner, which would make sense if she's being out, if she's lost, than the other missing persons in the photos that they saw of her. But she still had her blue hair. And she was leaning against a tree. Again, they kind of like hollered at her and she just like walked off and they were like, okay, bye, bitch. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
Someone is clearly like mentally unwell and they're wandering and you're not going to like, and I get it. It's kind of scary because you don't know like what someone who's clearly like not well is going to do next. But like,
right.
If you're two hunters and you are noticing how frail she is, like
maybe we should like call someone. Well, yeah. And I'll say like both of them said like, well, we called to her and she didn't respond. You know, she like didn't look like she was distressed. She just looked skinny or she, you know, whatever. But I do think it's interesting that she's seen in the area looking worse and worse. So I think the odds that she was alive are pretty high. I just don't know why she's being mysterious about it. Like why she's hiding in the wilderness.
Well, and so you have to kind of wonder though if she's doing something out of the norm right before her trip, like dyeing her hair blue and enough for her family to like comment on it. Like, it kind of is giving me like the Hotel Cecil mystery vibe, where like
the Cecil,
it was the Cecil, where they just like aren't ruling in like mental illness into like the mystery part of it. Like, if she's been seen twice and she's like clearly like living in the woods, like she might have had a manic episode.
Absolutely. And I think everyone, and then, you know, it's 2020. A lot of people are freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, because like it was unprecedented, and we didn't know what we were gonna do. And
yeah, this was mid shutdown.
Yeah, well, and like summer got really hard too, because like summer's when you're out and about and doing stuff, and like still feeling like you couldn't leave your home.
Right.
It was weird.
And then wasn't 2020 there a really bad fire in California?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's been so many, but
yeah, no, I remember that's when I was working at the eye doctor's office, and we had a lot of people come in with like ash burn on their eyes because the ashes would like get stuck in their eye. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
So that's something too, like she's in California and like the fires aren't happening there obviously, but like I wonder, you know, like just proximity wise, because it affected us so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't imagine how much it affected, like, most of California. With the wind and stuff.
Oh, no, I know.
The fire, but, like, the smoke, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking, think about how bad it gets, like, when there's fires in Canada.
It's so hazy here.
Exactly. If the wind blows the right way, like, you're fucked. No, I just was thinking, like, God, so she's, like, suffocating. Because I'm, like, hate wheezing and dying, and I'm not outside
having a manic episode,
and having to like no wonder maneuver. It's happening.
Sorry, I thought I heard a noise.
Scary. So they obviously had multiple search parties, search and rescue, California Air National Guard, the Madera County Sheriff's Office, local other departments, ground searches by foot, aerial searches, everything, looked in rough terrain and water, in the forest, and they found nothing. It was later scaled down to a limited continuous search because they just couldn't, there was so much land and they weren't finding anything.
Mm-hmm.
They did find, the only other thing they found about her was her sleeping bag, which was, I guess they don't know for sure. There's no like DNA confirming it was hers, but it was an exact match to the sleeping bag she had. Found about 2.5 miles away from where her car was. We still don't know where Sandra is. We don't know what happened. She just disappeared.
Oh my gosh.
Where it gets a little spooky. There was a family who was hiking in the park, and the 3-year-old son, his name is Caden, he started talking to someone while they were eating lunch, and he was like pointing in a meadow and was just like talking to someone and being like, oh, you know, what are you doing out here, what's going on? Finally, Caden told his parents that there was a woman laying face down with her legs straight up in the air in the meadow. Caden said that she was unable to speak or move and needed help. And, you know, he described this lady to have blue hair. So.
You guys, I just like got chills over my entire body. That just like, including Leslie cut it out, but including with the conversation that we got distracted with.
Yes. I know. So real.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as a parent, what did they do? Because I would be like, we got to go.
So his mom said he just kept saying she needs our help, but she's dead and she's lying face down with her legs up and she can't talk to me, but she's over there and we need to go help her. He just kept saying, trust me, mom. And she said, I trust you. I believe you, but we can't see anything.
We're not doing that.
She just was like, there's nothing here. Like, no, they went to the meadow. There was nothing there.
I would have never gone to the meadow. Okay.
Yeah. So they ended up leaving. because they were like, what the fuck? They were so spooked. Posted out on Facebook that it had happened. And that's when someone was like, yo, there was a lady with blue hair that went missing in that area. And they kind of put two and two together that maybe he was seeing Sandra.
That is so terrifying.
Isn't that fucking scary? I laugh because I'm uncomfortable. Is that not scary?
Yeah. Like, you know, I know kids are more connected with it. And like, I've kind of thought about like, oh yeah, like that would be so wonky if like Ravioli could see my ghosts. Grandma. But I never thought about the in the wild moments with that gift.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe not a gift at the time, but like to hear your child talking about something so intense, I would be like, we need to leave. Like,
we're leaving now. Well, and then
like, I'm protecting you like from this, even though you don't seem scared. Like, ugh.
Well, and unfortunately, we've been pretty lighthearted, but I feel like it's obvious that there was probably some foul play. I guess maybe she got disoriented, abandoned camp in her car, crashed her car, continued to get disoriented, and then died. Obviously is a possibility, but she was in multiple areas. So was there foul play involved? Like, and why is she not there? Why aren't there remnants there? If that's where she landed, wouldn't we know where, wouldn't we see her body or her bones?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know how long all of that can take, but, like, do you know how far past, like, the kid versus this?
So, she went missing in June of 2020. This was in 2021. I don't know when in 2021.
Okay. So, like,
at least a year.
You would, like, so I feel like if something was there, like, it's not too soon for things to be completely missing.
Yeah, there would be something. And they had such extensive searches and so many searches. You're telling me you didn't find anything? Not even her clothes? Like animals, you know, did something to her remnants, but like they can't eat clothes. So.
Well, and like there are some cases where they find stuff in a certain spot like years later too. Like. Mm-hmm.
Right.
There, and it might not be in the exact spot, but it's like
they can find
a point where they can circle right. out, and they usually do find stuff.
Well, even Coors, you know, are one of the very first missing persons, and he was eventually deceased. Right. Mm-hmm. They had said he had been foraged, like his remains weren't intact. Like, so yeah. If they can tell that, then of course we would. There has to be something.
Wow. So that is so creepy.
It is, ugh. Right? It's super eerie.
Yeah, and sad, and, like, I think, unfortunately, like, the story itself can just be spooky because you never know what someone's going through, mm-hmm. and, like, it's kind of scary to, like, think about, like, people can really make some poor choices to do things when they're maybe being a little more manic than they normally are.
Definitely. Or
there's, like, this lapse in judgment. But then, like, the spiritual aspect of it, of like this land being cursed and this kid seeing what they saw, like it gives it a whole scarier level.
Kinda. I would hope that the spirits would maybe are trying to help her find rest. Find some sort of justice or something, but
mm-hmm.
I hate that he said like she needs our help, like we need to help her, and like why couldn't she talk?
Yeah.
You know, what was going on? Like, goosebumps.
That just gave me, like, full body shivers. I'm so uncomfortable.
The chills. The chills. Oh,
my God, Leslie. I love this one.
Thank you. So, just
and,
I was just going to say, no, just in conclusion. So, Sandra Lynn Johnson Hughes was last seen on, or had the last contact was on June 26, 2020. She was last known to be in the Sierra National Forest in California around the Johnson Meadows in Madera County. She is 5'3", 150 pounds, with natural brown hair, but was dyed blue at the time with brown eyes. And anyone with information about Sandra or anything is asked to contact Madera County. The number will be linked, of course. So.
Okay. Wow. I mean, and I don't know. I guess what's kind of hopeful is that this is talked about. Obviously, you found a lot of information on it, so it's probably been talked about quite a bit. And hopefully, just keeping her name out there, like, we can see the family have some sort of
closure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are definitely the cases that I think the true crime community is great for, or the, yeah, you know, that community can really help with finding lost people or answers, for families. And I think that's really great. So yeah, hopefully this can, you know, we can keep talking about it and mm-hmm. that family can find that.
I know. I did. It is a little true crime-ish. I'm sorry, but it got me with the ghost, you know, a little ghosty aspect.
Yeah, it's a little ghosty, so it kind of still, it does still fit into our new narrative of mm-hmm. talk about whatever the fuck we want, but it also, yeah, like, those are the reasons why I enjoyed doing the true crime when we did them, was kind of the unexplained parts of some of the things.
Yeah, I agree.
Those are super intriguing to me.
Because it just is like, where, like, what happened? Like, where'd you go?
Yeah.
So crazy, just to disappear and vanish.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Leslie, this was, and again, like, it's so interesting to see, like, what we're kind of diving into, because I had never heard of this once. Nice. So, like, you educated one person about Sandra, which is really cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good.
So thank you for doing all of that research.
And oh, thanks.
It was a good one. I'm spooked, guys, if you can't tell. I'm, like, legitimately spooked.
It's eerie. It's definitely eerie. Yeah.
So this one is probably going to go up there. Oh, and Ripley just, like, said hello and saw it in the corner of my eye.
yeah, sure, please join the party.
But I definitely feel like this might be up there with Skinwalkers there. Ooh. Like, I think I might be, like, waking my husband up to walk me down the hall tonight.
Oh, no. Yeah, it is eerie for sure.
Yeah. So good job, Leslie.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me blab. Yeah.
Of course.
So don't forget to check the gram. It's going to be photos if you're, you know, ever in the area, if you have family, friends, mm-hmm. a share. You never know what that can help. So,
yeah, 100%. So we'll definitely make sure that all of our stuff is shareable for this post for sure.
Absolutely. And thanks for letting me blab.
Yeah.
And if you have nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to say, on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.